more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Before the break and all this week, our focus has been on the opportunities and challenges for growth in the I-94 corridor between Milwaukee and the Illinois state line. While the vision of southward growth from Milwaukee has not been fully realized, Chicago's northward expansion is already evident. The city of Kenosha might have a Wisconsin area code and the residents may have Wisconsin license plates, but the community has stronger ties to Chicago and Illinois than ever before. With a Metra rail station in Kenosha, thousands of Kenosha County residents commute to work in Illinois every day. But what does the philosophical proximity to Chicago mean for economic development in Kenosha? And does Kenosha stand to gain anything from its physical proximity to Milwaukee? Todd Battle is the president of the Kenosha Area Business Alliance, and it's worth noting was recently one of the 40 under 40 recognized by the Business Journal of Milwaukee. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Mitch.
Tell me first, what is the mission of the Kenosha Business Alliance?
We are an economic development organization serving Kenosha County. So in that respect, we're really focused on how do we make the Kenosha area inviting place for capital investment and job creation through a number of initiatives targeted on improving the business climate, enhancing the workforce, looking at the education system, a kind of a multifaceted approach to how do we make this area a more inviting place for investment and economic growth.
And what are the kind of tools that you have at your disposal?
There are a number of things that that we do. I think the thing to emphasize with respect to the organization is it's a public-private partnership. So it really is the coming together of some of our leading private sector employers and business leaders, as well as some of our leading civic and community leaders around this principle of let's work together to make this area more inviting. So one of the maybe not necessarily a tool, but maybe one of the guiding principles is let's pull the public and private sectors together and take a team approach to how do we build a better community. That some of the tangible tools that we use today in carrying out our economic development mission, probably one of the most important from our standpoint is a set of financing tools. We will get involved in projects and provide funding to help bring deals to fruition, and that funding that we would provide typically is advantageous to a project and complements other traditional private financial resources.
Kenosha has seen some tough economic times in past years. Is there a single biggest challenge you have to overcome? Is perception, for example, an issue for you?
I think perception to some extent continues to be a challenge, and I don't think it's unique to Kenosha. I don't think it's unique to southeastern Wisconsin. It's probably almost more of there continues to be this perception about the Midwest in terms of how well it has transitioned from a economy dominated by industry to an economy that still industry is a critical component of it, but there's a kind of a more diverse economic base, and so perception I think permeates to some extent and is a challenge. But I don't think it is the perception is reality, and I think the our community, the region, and the state have done a good job of trying to promote some of the new and exciting and innovative ways that the economy is changing and getting businesses to participate in that.
This is the feeling that the transformation of the economy in Kenosha and in the Midwest in general represents kind of a fresh start in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there is a little bit of that with respect to Kenosha having been a community that was really to a great extent dominated by the automotive industry and had automotive assembly operations and had other related industries. That used to be a pretty significant segment of the economy, clearly a driver industry, and to have that go away, at the time it was a shock to the community and was a challenge. I think over the past two and a half decades since automotive assembly operations have ceased, the community has done a remarkable job of diversifying its economic base, promoting the community, attracting, retaining, and developing diverse industries, shifting to put more resources towards entrepreneurship and entrepreneurial development. So it hasn't necessarily been an easy path to replace the economic engine that was the automotive industry. But the community, I think, today is much more diverse. It's much more stable, and I think that's healthier overall.
You've been named one of the 40 under 40 by the Milwaukee Business Journal, which is significant because Kenosha isn't exactly Milwaukee. Can you talk about what impact Kenosha's ties to Milwaukee have on what you're able to accomplish?
Yeah, Kenosha is, you know, obviously it being the far south east corner of the greater Milwaukee or the M7 region, I think really has the best of all worlds from a geographic positioning. We are 35, 40 minutes from Milwaukee, so we have access to, you know, the state of Wisconsin's largest city and the resources that are available in that community, whether that's General Mitchell Airport, whether that's some of the professional services and kind of just the base of industry that's concentrated in Milwaukee. That's a great resource for us. And then 55 miles or 50 minutes, an hour to our south is Chicago. So we're linked into one of the world's mega cities. Chicago's the metro area is 9.5 million people, very large market, a growth-oriented market. So we pick up access to that, Chicago O'Hare International Airport. And so we kind of the Kenosha area is this nice-sized, medium-sized city where you can still not necessarily feel like you're living in a completely urbanized area. You can maybe have a little bit of a different lifestyle, but still have access to all the things that are offered in some of the, you know, some of these larger communities.
How about in terms of transportation? The KRM project has effectively stalled at the moment. Does that maybe hitch Kenosha's wagon to Chicago more so than it does potentially to Milwaukee?
KRM is one issue with respect to that. I just look at the gravitational pull, and you know we will study things like our labor force and our commuting patterns and our development patterns, and Chicago is just five times the Chicago region is five times the size of the Milwaukee region. Kenosha is the last stop on the Metro Rail, so we're the Northwest line that originates in downtown Chicago, stops in Kenosha. That has been beneficial to us. I think it is a great transportation tool. It has done some good things for the community having that linkage. But I would say we were encouraged and optimistic about KRM going to Milwaukee because it also changed the position of Kenosha rather than being the last stop on a Chicago-centric regional transit system. We became kind of a hub or a connecting point between two of the Midwest's largest cities. So we were encouraged that had KRM moved forward, it would have been positive for Kenosha and specifically for downtown Kenosha where the station is located.
I imagine there's also an interesting dynamic at work when you're competing to attract businesses. You are competing with another state just a few miles away. What's the case you make for Wisconsin versus Illinois for a company that just likes the area in general but could easily go to Kenosha or could go just across the border?
Yeah, being a border community, so to speak, right on a state line, it would be a rarity that we would be putting an economic development proposal together for a project that didn't involve some sort of interstate competition. So that we've just accepted that is definitely the rule of the day. So in order to make our business case, there are lots of factors. We definitely think position Kenosha County, Southeast Wisconsin, and the state of Wisconsin favorably. A few I would point to. As you look at both the cost of the development or the project, but then also the ongoing operating costs, so we think it's almost more cost effective and easier to get development done with respect to the attitude that we take towards economic development. So you're on the development cost side, we think we compare very favorably. We think another thing that we tout as an advantage is to some extent. People talk about this a little bit less now that the unemployment rate is hovering near double digits. But clearly, when people are citing facilities, offices, manufacturing facilities, they are making long-term investments. And so they're trying to evaluate future workforce and future talent and ability to staff the company and grow the company. And that's where we also think we have an advantage. If you look at our demographics, there's probably about 85,000 people by place of residence in Kenosha County's labor force. And close to 42,000, so roughly half of our labor force, commutes outside of the county. And those workers, for the most part, we would contend would rather work closer to home. And if the similar economic opportunities were available to them closer to home, we think they'd opt for that. So that's been something we've sold. Favorable utility costs, favorable business cost structure. We think we've, from a living standpoint, we think we've got a good offering in terms of the quality of living, the price of housing, the cost of living, the quality of the school system. So there's kind of this comprehensive package we would propose, and we think in a lot of ways Wisconsin stacks up pretty favorably, and we think long term we stack up pretty well as well.
Well, Todd Battle, thanks so much, and best of luck with your work.
Okay. Thank you, Mitch.
Todd Battle is the president of the Kenosha Area Business Alliance and was also named one of the 40 Under 40 by the Business Journal of Milwaukee. Tomorrow on the show, how transportation will play a role in the future growth of Milwaukee southward. And, of course, you can hear all of the Project Milwaukee interviews and news features at wuwm.com/Project Milwaukee. We'll shift gears after a break and talk about cloud computing with tech contributor Dave Haseman. That's next when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.